failures in your life. Anybody in here feel like a failure? Raise your hand if you feel like a failure.
Not now.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you today, I'm excited to tell you that failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of success. And let me tell you, you are not a failure. You're getting up and at least trying. It's better to try over 1,000 times and fail than it is not to try because you're scared or have fear. Lots of times we just think it's better just to not even try anything because we're afraid of what God's going to do, if God doesn't answer us, or God's too slow. But God can put that fear in us. He made us just the way we are. Your failures are what makes you into the person that He wants you to be. Failures are just examples of how much God loves you. Because you pick yourself up and you go on. And that's how it works. I mean, some things seem so impossible, but you know what? Someone's going to do it. Someone's always going to do it. We have to not feel like failures. Please don't be discouraged and feel like failing. Let me read a scripture here for a minute. It's Proverbs. What am I doing? As usual. Oh, here it is. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Now, when we trust God, it doesn't matter if we don't understand it, if we don't know what's going to happen, nothing. It doesn't matter because if we trust God, then we have it made. Because God wants the best for you. You go, well, you don't know how my life is. I struggle every day. I hate things in my life every day. I'm just not happy. Things aren't working out. Things are not what I want them to be. God loves you so much. He's going to work everything out in your life. You're not going to always have to struggle. You're not always going to have to go without money. You're not always going to have to struggle with relationships. God has the very, very best for you. He loves you. So let's try to improve our attitude about trying to not think that it's all counted as a failure. If God has a door for you to enter, then it will remain open. If God shuts a door, He has a better door for you. See, we get so discouraged because we have in our mind of things that, okay, if this just happens, it's going to be great. Well, if God doesn't want that to happen right then, it's not going to happen. But He's not going to shut something off in your life and not have something better for you. We have got to have faith and trust in everything He does. I've heard so many people, well, God gave me a brain, so I need to try to figure things out. That's good. We need to try to be independent and figure things out. But you have got to lean on God and His answers, not your answers, because you're not going to understand it. Not the world's answers. Because let me tell you, the world has nothing good for us right now. The world cannot offer anything good. It's only temporary. Only temporary. Okay, I'm going to go to another verse real quickly here, please. Okay. Let's see here. I got it all written down. Where did you go? Satan, you might as well just go on, okay? Okay, Jeremiah 8:4, it's right here. And ye shall say to them, thus says the Lord, do men fall and not get up again? Does one turn away and not repent? When you fall, who's there to pick you up? God is. Every time.
Amen.
God is there, and He will rise you up again every time. So what is it that you think that you're failing at? We have got to know who we are in Christ, first of all, okay? You have got to know how special you are. Some of us in here don't feel special. Maybe because you think you're not attractive enough. Maybe because you don't have talent. Maybe because you think you're fat, too skinny, ugly, whatever it is. You've got to know who you are in God. God makes perfect people. He doesn't make ugly people. He makes perfect children. You are perfect and you are special. Do we have struggles with weight, with addictions? Yes, we do. I see what these drugs are doing to my grandkids. It's a lie from the devil. Do this. Take this drug. It's going to make you feel better. All of that is temporary. Temporary. Yeah, that's right. Temporary. Yeah. All of it is just for a quick fix. And that's what we want in the world. Hey, if it feels good, do it right now. Do it, but it's a quick fix. Ooh, it's so exciting. Someone paid attention to me today. Ooh, I'm thinking about going to bed with them. That's a quick fix. It's not the answer. It's not the answer. There are no quick fixes with God. Okay? No quick fixes. Because He wants to shape us. He wants other people to see the fruit in our lives. Okay? Amen. We can't do anything too fast.
Amen.
Okay. Did that. Sorry. Got my notes. Okay. We got to pray first. Trust in the Lord. Sometimes before we even fail because of anxious thoughts we feel of failure. We think, what if it doesn't work? What if God doesn't help us to work it out? What if God doesn't answer? God doesn't give us the spirit of fear. Amen? Okay, let's see. 2 Timothy. Let's see what we got. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. You have a power that's working in you. The Holy Spirit is working in you. You have got strength. You have got power to do anything. You can do anything you want to. And sometimes that scares us to death. Because what will happen, God will change things in your life, and it makes it unsteady. And then we start to wonder, oh, what did I do? God's punishing me. God's showing me this because I've been a bad person. I'm a failure. I'm a bad grandma. I'm a bad mother. I'm a bad father. I didn't do this right. There's always forgiveness in what we do. Okay, I was just thinking today of things that my mother used to say to me and do. And it upset me. I thought, you know, that was just really pitiful. But I don't think she meant it to hurt me. She just didn't know any better or something. We can't take in negative thoughts that people give to us or things that they say. Don't take it to heart. Okay? You got to know who you are in Christ. God has something good for you. And if you do fail, God will help you when you fall. He has a good reason in allowing it to happen. But God is faithful. So if you are failing at some things, don't give up. Keep doing it.
Amen.
All right. Let me talk about this. We have got to get to the state where we say, I am worthy of God's blessings. Some of us in here think that we're not even worthy of God's blessings. Is there anybody in here that you feel like you're just not worthy of God's blessings? All of us are worthy of God's blessings because we're the child of the King. God made me strong. You need to know that you are special and that you're important. You are good. You have joy. You are loved and you're beautifully made. God's not finished with you. If you're still living in here on earth, God's not finished with you or your purpose or your plan in life.
Amen.
God still has something else for you. Amen. And I know there's things going on in people's lives right now that is bad. People have been ugly to you, treated you wrongly. But I guarantee if you pray for those people, no matter how mad you are at them, if you pray for them, it works out.
Amen.
It always works out. It's hard to pray for people that hurt you. And we were, Anita and I was talking today, and you know, most of the time it's our family that hurts us the most sometimes. And it shouldn't be like that.
That's the truth.
Families should love one another and try to accept one another.
That's right.
But it's got to come from inside you. You've got to be that line first. You have got to make the first steps. You have got to walk in victory and be strong and know I'm a child of the King and no one's going to take that away from me. You've got to know who you are. I am somebody. We've heard other people say that before too.
Amen.
And I'm important. I'm important to a lot of people. You go, well, I'm not important to anybody. If you're a friend, you're an aunt, you're a cousin, whatever it is you are important. When you go out and you take God's light with you, you are important. You're God's temple and you're showing people, look what I got. I got the peace of God in me. I got the living Jesus Christ in me. And he is not dead. And he has not given me a spirit of fear. I have power and I have self-discipline.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. The self-control stuff, that's hard to do. It's hard to get up and go to the gym and work out. It's hard not to eat what you want to. It's hard not to take that drink. It's hard not to look at porn. It's hard not to do that joint. It's hard not to just do something because you feel like it's good and you want to do it. It's hard not to gossip. It's hard not to judge. All those are hard, but they're not impossible because of what God is in you. These things are not impossible. God has something great for you. We should all be so excited. First thing in the morning, we wake up. What do you have for me today, God?
Amen.
Some of us are scared to ask because we don't know what he's going to have us do.
Amen.
Because we get shy and we don't want to say something in front of people about God. We don't want to talk to them. No, I don't want to talk to that person. Oh, there's a humble person. I don't want to tell them about God. Why should I talk to them about God? They have nothing. They have a purpose and a plan. I want you to walk in victory. This week, walk in victory. Know who you are in Christ. I am strong. I am beautiful. You know, nobody may think I'm beautiful except my husband, but that's okay. I know I'm beautiful inside because God made me perfect.
Amen.
God loves me.
Amen.
Nobody can take that away from me. The world says, no, you're the wrong weight. You wear too much makeup. You don't dress right. You blah, 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 blah. I don't care about that. God loves me.
Mm-hmm.
I am who I am because God made me this way.
Mm-hmm.
You cry too much. I don't care. God made me to feel that way, those feelings, those emotions. I can give people sympathy because I have more emotions.
Amen.
God made me this way and I'm proud. I am proud of who I am. And not all the time am I proud of who I am because I can really go off the deep end. But you know what? You always go, Lord, that was so wrong. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, the easier it gets. The older you get, Kelvin, the easier it gets to do God's will. I'm talking about in Christian years, not so much how old you are. But in Christian years, it gets easier. And you know when you do that. Like if you watch a movie and there's a lot of cursing in it, when 10 years ago it didn't bother you, and now it just, ooh, that's just terrible. You know in your heart because God's living right there. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a plan. Let's be obedient and find out what that is. You know, and I feel so sorry for the ones that are so afflicted in their disabilities because it is hard and you have to work double time. Just, you know, because just getting around and having the strength to get up and face things every day, that's hard. I know it's got to be hard because I live with disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have a purpose and plan. God can use a rock. He can use everyone in here. So let's just don't give up on ourselves. And if you fail, it's not a failure. It's not the opposite of success. It's part of my success. I have a million failures. But you know what? As I get older in my Christian walk, I'm not going to have so many failures because I'm going to learn something. I'm going to learn what it is God wants to show me. If God tells you to do something, you better do it. I'm telling you, it feels bad if you don't do something God wanted you to do. It feels really bad and wrong. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that I am important. I am strong. I am loved. God, thank you that you never forsake me. And that when you close one door, you open another one that's bigger and better than that one. Father, help us to have the faith and the hope and the joy to know that you want the very best for me. Father, we have a reason, a purpose, and a plan to be here. And I thank you for that. I love you so much, Lord, and I ask that you touch each and every member here today. You give them the things that they need, Father, to help them to be stronger. You help them to know that there is hope in all things, Father. You help them to know that one day they'll have the money they need. They'll have the things they need. That they'll have ample things that require for them just to keep going on every day. Father, that they'll have the friends that they need. Lord, please just touch each and every person. Please just bless them, Father. bless them so much. We just love you and thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.